I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. It is the first episode of 2012. I bet you feel special that you're listening to it. I certainly feel special that I'm recording it. I've got a ton of new music that I've acquired over the past few weeks. Hell, some of it just acquired over the past weekend. And I am eager to share it with you. Things have come in the mail. Things have been bought at stores. Things have been found in the house. And therefore, we are going to rock you. I say we, meaning me and this gentleman. I'm going to call him Joe because this is Joe's Premium American Pilsner from Avery Brewing Company. There we go. You can hear that being opened. Now, here's the thing. I like Avery's beer. It is very good beer. It is very strong beer. The problem is, this is not a Pilsner. It is hoppy. It is funky. It is all of that. It is a goddamn IPA. Let's just say that. While you ponder the fact that things are poorly, poorly labeled, and the idea of me drinking in the middle of the afternoon. Let's get it started, shall we? This is a punk rock supergroup of sorts. It is a cover group, and all of the proceeds from this release on Matador Records go to benefit a very, very good cause. It is pressed on gorgeous red vinyl. It is a group called TV Casualty. You'll recognize the voice. It is one Ted Leo of Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, and of course Chisel. They do Misfits covers. This is Some Kind of Hate.
Family. don't forget you. And don't forget you. And don't forget you. And don't forget you.
Off the Morning Missile single on Wound Up Records, that was Kansas City's own Sex Offenders with 40 Ounce. I believe that was the original lineup before Heather took over on vocals. Excellent, excellent music there. Not the same lineup that would eventually break up. Was it early last year? Late 2010? Something like that. After a show at Gilman Street. They're now broken up officially. Brad Norman is in the process of putting together a film about Lawrence Venue, The Outhouse. You can find information about that if you do a search for The Outhouse, the film on Kickstarter, and then I'll send you a link to a trailer. Not even a trailer, it's like a 10-minute sizzle reel of interviews and footage and stuff like that. Man, when this gets done, it's going to be a very nice piece of work. It's already shaping up to be quite nice. They're in the process of raising money, and they're getting closer and closer to their goal, but I'm sure they wouldn't hesitate to get a few extra bucks to allow them to do some more movie. They're trying to get licensing for a lot of the national acts for their music and things like that, and it'll also allow them to travel more. So there is that. Before that, H2O did Family Tree from their self-titled debut that was recently reissued on Bridge 9 Records in a lovely, lovely... Oh, man, they went all out on this one. It's a it's an embossed jacket and... Oh, the colored vinyl, and I believe mine is on hot pink. Yeah, it's very nice, and it sounds great. And I highly recommend you pick it up in conjunction with their new covers album, Don't Forget Your Roots, taken from that very, very song. And we started everything off with TV Casualty doing Some Kind of Hate from their self-titled 7-inch out now on Matador Records. That is on red vinyl. It's a little pricey. It ran me $7 for a 6-song 7-inch, but all proceeds do go to benefit the Attic Youth Center. You can find more information about that at atticyouthcenter.com. All right, another new release, a recent release. I finally got it in the mail from Paper and Plastic. By the way, I ordered it from them. It took them almost a full month to get it to me, which is when you have a Black Friday sale and then I have to wait a month for stuff to show up, I'm never ordering directly from Paper and Plastic again, and I'm not saying don't buy their products. I'm just saying buy them from No Idea, and you'll actually get them on time. This is from the compilation I just reviewed the other day on the Rockstar Journalist blog called Are You With the Band? It's put together by Measure and Warriors frontwoman Lauren D'Anicio. This is the third track on the compilation by a group called Black Rainbow. This is Make Amends.
Thank you.
from the VR Eliten single on Feral Roared Records. That was Totalitar with Sister Kriget. That is a cover by a band called Svart Parad. I have no idea what any of this means, but it sounds really awesome, doesn't it? You can find VR Eliten on the LP of the same name on Prank Records. Very, very good sort of cold, like, you know, Scandinavian, that whole area, sort of hardcore. It is brutal. It is mean. Slightly less brutal, but no less mean, was Virgins, that's VRGNS, doing a cover of Born Against 9 years later from the No Longer Entertainment single. That's on Kiss of Death Records. And we started everything off with Black Rainbow doing Make Amends from the Are You With the Band compilation on Paper and Plastic Records. All proceeds from that record are also benefiting a cause. In this case, it is Planned Parenthood. I quite enjoyed that compilation. I did complain, and I think rightly so, that it kind of sucks that a lot of the bands that are featured on that compilation have broken up when you could have just as easily gotten material from the bands that have formed and they're awake. That's just me, though. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying it would have been nice to have had some bands whom are currently active. Anyhow, speaking of bands that are currently active, this is a brand new single on Minor Bird Records. It is a female fronted quartet by the name of Taco Cat. It is from their Woman's Day single, which came with Crayons, and I'll talk about a little bit more at the next break. This track is called Party Trap. another paper and plastic release. That was the Riverboat Gamblers from the Smash and Grab EP with the old Smash and Grab. Good stuff. It's a really neat, it's a one-sided 12-inch single, and the B-side is, screened with the cover art. It looks really nice, and it's like black vinyl with like a red stripe across it. Oh, it's really cool. It comes in one of those annoying, like, picture disc sleeves where it's plastic, and which they always split, and if you're not careful, they end up molding to the record. Oh, it's total bullshit, and I gotta find something else. But that is neither here nor there. Good EP, and I always look forward to new Riverboat Gamblers stuff. I don't know if they'll ever top Something to Crow About, but they certainly continue to put out solid rock and roll records. Excuse me. Before that, The Cormans doing Emergency, the B-side to their new Down Mit Der Fuzz single on In the Red. If you don't have the Halloween record with sounds, go get it now. I imagine you'll probably pay through the nose for one of the limited edition of 300 that are on glow-in-the-dark vinyl. But if not, just buy it. You'll listen to it year-round, but it will definitely make your next Halloween party get going. Hardcore. And Taco Cat, Party Trap from their Woman's Day single. It's really awesome. When you order it, Minor Bird did it to where if you flip open the sleeve, it's like a fold and half, 7-inch sleeve, but it's a black and white on the inside, and it comes with crayons, and you can draw your own, and you take a picture of it or scan it and send it to them. They'll pick somebody, and they'll print up covers with that coloring job is what I gather, and I just think that's totally awesome. Out now on Minor Bird Records. All right, they also put out a new Trashies record. Oh, so good. I think we'll throw some of that on to next week's show. That being said, let's get back to some old music. This is also a repress recently done in the last couple of months by Drastic Plastic up in Omaha, who have been putting out fantastic, just gorgeous, perfect reproductions of classic punk albums. And I recommend going to their site and checking out everything they have to offer. This is from the 10-inch Black Market Clash EP. It is The Clash with City of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
from a 7-inch simply entitled The Now Wave Sampler. And that was the beat with Don't Wait Up For Me. You know, it's funny. You know, a sampler is pretty goddamn awesome when you can find it for like $11 online. I picked it up for $1, actually only 80 cents at the sort of post-holiday sale they have every year at Half Price Books, along with some other stuff that will probably find its way into the program later. That can be found on the Beats self-titled 1979 debut LP as well. Fantastic, fantastic group. They're the reason we have the English Beat over here as opposed to just the Beat in the UK. Fronted by Paul Collins. We've talked about them before. And we played There She Goes off of the Caddyshack soundtrack. But definitely one of those great power pop releases. Before that, the Soviets did Together. That is from their LP number 3, or just LP 3 on Fat Wreck Chords. They've broken up. Their stuff is a little hard to come by, but I believe you can still get most of their Fat Wreck stuff without too much trouble. And The Clash did City of the Dead from Black Market Clash, recently reissued on Drastic Plastic Records out of Omaha. Oh, so good. They also, I believe, did Give 'Em Enough Rope, in addition to a bunch of other stuff I can't even possibly remember. But it all sounds fantastic, it all looks fantastic, and will probably cost you a little bit, but it's totally worth it. Speaking of things that are totally worth it, and I'm glad I found it, I didn't buy it when it first came out back in the late 90s on Pop Kid Records, but I did manage to snag a copy while doing some Christmas shopping at ZBD's Records in Kansas City. This is from their split with the Stereo. It is Kansas's own Ultimate Fake Book with Catch the Beat.
This is right.
from their Honest Dawn's release, The Drama of Alienation. That was Jay Church doing Alone When She Dies, fronted by the late lamented Lance Hahn. Oh, man, the more Jay Church I get into, the older I get, I just appreciate it more. I don't know what it was. I didn't get it when they were still around, and now I do, and it's too late. Damn it. Before that, Squirt Gun with Small Town Cops doing, that's from a compilation entitled Yakety Schmackety Blah Blah Blah. I can't find any information about this fucking record online at all. Nobody can tell me shit. I do not know dick. If you happen to know anything, shoot me an email, nicholas.spacek@gmail.com. I would love to know. And we started everything off with Ultimate Fake Book doing Catch the Beat from their split with The Stereo on Pop Kid Records. And that brings it to a close for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with all sorts of other stuff. It might be a little bit heavier, at least to start, but I think we've got some great tunes. There's some stuff in the mail on its way from Windian Records, and it should be a real blast. As always, you can find me blogging nearly every day at rockstarjournalist.com, where I post about records and cassettes and zines and books and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. Now, I can also be found tweeting near obsessively on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Remember, tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music for airplay and review. And as always, until next week, thanks for listening.